USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heaping praise on the new British Prime Minister Boris Johnson as the two leaders meet at the G7 summit in France. Trump calling Johnson the right man to deliver the British exit from the European Union, or Brexit.
He's the right man for the job. I've been saying that for a long time. Didn't make your predecessor very happy, but I've been saying it for a long time.
Meanwhile, Johnson says the U.S. is going to have to compromise and lift restrictions on U.K. businesses if it wants a trade deal with the U.K. At least six people being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after lightning struck a tree near where they were standing at the PGA Tour Championship near Atlanta, Georgia, yesterday. The National Hurricane Center says a fourth named storm has formed in the Atlantic Ocean, Tropical Storm Dorian just heading into the Caribbean Sea. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Authorities in Hong Kong say 29 protesters have been arrested this weekend in clashes with police. Thousands of protesters again marching in the pouring rain as anti-government demonstrations continue in Hong Kong. It appears more people are developing lung problems from using e-cigarettes. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
An adult who lived in Illinois has died after developing a mysterious respiratory illness after using an e-cigarette. According to health officials, many e-cigarette cases have been coming to light nationwide. They say people are experiencing serious lung problems after vaping. At this time, there are 193 cases known in 22 states. These people say they've developed different lung problems after using the products. That's an increase of 40 cases over the past 2 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police are still looking for a suspect who they say shot seven adults at a two-year-old's birthday party in Maryland, not far from Washington, D.C. Authorities in Prince George's County say the victims, ages 18 to 20, are expected to survive. Three of them, though, suffered critical wounds. There were about a dozen people at the party in Camp Springs last night when a fight broke out just before the shooting, and again, a search for that shooter remains in progress at this hour. The son of a murdered former NFL player is in custody in Mexico. Dylan Bennett calling police in Minnesota saying he wants to surrender for the killing of his parents. The body of Barry and Carol Bennett were found at their Minnesota farm. Back on Wednesday, police had already tracked the 22-year-old son to Cancun. His father, Barry Bennett, played for the New Orleans Saints and the New York Jets. And football star Andrew Luck is retiring from the NFL at 29. The quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts on the sidelines for the Colts preseason game against the Bears and left the field to booze from the hometown fans. The move coming as a shock as the Colts were preparing for the regular season, but Luck had missed the entire preseason battling a calf injury, which developed into a serious ankle issue. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.